Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. We have Kelly and myself here as usual. I don't know who else we would have here. We've had like one special guest. So, of course, we have us here. And we have a fairly exciting evening, I would say, Kelly, filled with sports and murder plots and TV shows and music. And, I mean, what more could you ask for out of a one-hour podcast? Like, that's like an episode on ID
Are we plotting a murder? Because, like,
we are not plotting
kind of
a murder.
Like.
Well, I mean,
because I have some people in mind if we needed to.
Yeah, I mean, now that you mention it, okay, so the original comment was not pertaining to our plotting of a murder. However, now that you mention it, I mean,
we totally could.
We could. We totally could.
I mean,
yeah, so.
I did make a comment yesterday about, like, you know, hey, maybe Obama will spontaneously combust. And somebody was like, oh, my God, you want to kill him? Like, no, I don't. Because you can, like,
I mean,
go
yes,
to jail
no.
for saying the word murder and president in the same sentence.
That's like saying
so
bomb
I'm
going
to try not
terrible.
To do that again. But,
yeah.
But I mean, but, point is, if a few people, I've got a list. If they were all to spontaneously combust, I'd be okay.
I agree.
I'd be all right.
You know, like, back to Obama, like, I mean, I'm not going to kill him because I got stuff to do. But what I'm saying is, if he were to spontaneously combust, as you said, I wouldn't really be upset about it. I wouldn't
be devastated.
I might be sad just for the loss of a human life, but that's really, it's really about it. So, yeah, devastating.
If we want to talk about, being sad about the loss of a human life, do you remember when everybody used to, there was that guy that was the mayor of Toronto that looked
yeah.
like Chris Farley? He died.
The crazy guy. I saw
he died.
Today.
He had cancer. Like,
I had no.
Okay. Now he's got cancer? What in the world? It was awful.
I know. So I have this like Fox News app, and I never use it. However, it pops up, you know,
but it,
like
yes, that's,
news alerts. And
we have
yeah,
the same brain.
That
that's how I found out about it.
Shut up. Are you serious?
No. Yeah, 100%. We have the same brain.
That is fantastic. Because yeah, because
I was like, hey, Fox so, News, what's up with the what's up with the Rob Ford being a cancer. Guy.
Non-survivor. Yeah, you were getting ready to say survivor, weren't you?
Yeah.
But no,
hashtag.
He's not.
Hashtag not a survivor. Sorry.
Right. Not a survivor. No, I saw that. That was crazy. I had no idea because I guess that's not newsworthy, you know, that he's dying of cancer. It's newsworthy that he has a cocaine habit, addiction habit, whatever you want to call it. And
right.
says crazy things and dances in city council meetings and all that other stuff. Like, all that is clearly newsworthy, but the fact that the guy is dying, not newsworthy, I guess. So,
yeah.
I'm
trying to think
if
I've seen anything else newsworthy lately. I don't know that I have.
No. I mean, people are
no
voting for Hillary. And that's newsworthy in that I don't understand it. But
what the hell are they thinking? That's how it's newsworthy. What the F? What the F are you people thinking?
What the F? You know how we've had these conversations before about, you know, all the people that we would vote for before we voted for Hillary? Well, I have a new one. And I have a new favorite commercial. I think you know what it is because I've shared it with you and like seven other people. Oh, my God, I love the Cookie Monster iPhone commercial, and I would totally vote for Cookie Monster for president at this point in time. Totally, absolutely.
I would vote for Here's something that could actually happen, but are you looking for that thing right there?
No, I'm looking for the book.
Oh, well, he needs to take that with him. Sorry, just having a side conversation with my mom. But, yeah, I'd vote for Charles Barkley to be president. I think the United States would be way more fun if Charles Barkley was the president.
Okay, so the question, though, and I totally agree with you, by the way, but here's the question. So is his running mate Samuel L. Jackson?
Spike Lee.
Or
no,
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee. Because they wear matching outfits.
But what do we do with Samuel? Because he's got, like, could he be Secretary of State or something? Like, I feel like he has to have a position.
He's got to be, like, Chief of Staff or something.
I
feel like
I'm good
Chief
with that.
Of Staff is always, like, right, you know, just right there.
Right there.
So
yeah.
he'd be right there with them. But can't you just imagine, like, you know, having a – I started to say Obama, having, you know, President Barkley in a congressional meeting and people, like, throwing out ideas, and he'll just be like, that's terrible. That's terrible. Yes. That is an excellent response. Is it not? Why has nobody else had this idea is really what the real question should be. Why has Charles Barkley never considered running for president?
Right. I feel like this should be a thing. I feel like this should warrant some serious consideration by others. I feel like we're on to something, quite frankly. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree. But yeah, Cookie Monster. Freaking love that commercial. For the three people that are listening, one of them's my mom, and I sent her the YouTube link today. So for the other two, if you haven't seen the Cookie Monster commercial, holy gosh, it is amazing and hilarious. And if I didn't already love iPhone, here you go, Apple. Here's your plug again for the day. If I didn't already love an iPhone, I would surely throw away whatever piece of crap phone I had and buy one after seeing the Cookie Monster commercial. How could you not? You are.
He was talking to an iPhone.
You are not a human being if you don't love that Cookie Monster commercial and want an iPhone after seeing it. You're just not.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're not a real human. I don't think you are.
Mm-mm. I agree 4,000%. So back to this murder plot that I alluded to. That got us off on our little tangent. So I think somebody's trying to kill me. And in fact, I'm fairly sure of it. And I don't really know what to do, but,
is it your boss?
Yeah. No, it is not. So it's Tony Horton. And, do you know who that is? Do you know who Tony Horton is?
I feel like I should, but I don't think I do.
So, Tony
is he
Horton
Canadian?
Is probably. No, I don't know. I have no idea. That's a great. What even possessed you to ask that?
Oh, it's Tim Horton. There's a camp here in town where I live, and there's a man with the last name of Horton, and he's Canadian, and he put a camp here for Canadian kids to come to, and then there's a camp in Canada for United States kids to go to. Anyway, proceed with the story.
Why would he be trying to kill me? It doesn't matter. Anyway.
I don't know.
So
he shouldn't. He shouldn't. No one should ever try to kill you, ever.
I agree with that. And yet Tony is. So he's the creator of P90X. And several other workouts. And so he recently came out with one called 22-Minute Hardcore. And core is spelled like Marine Corps. So hardcore. I think he used to be in the military. And so, like, all the people in the workout are veterans or current military, I don't know, whatever, have or are serving our country and helping to make us safer. And
thank you
so,
for that.
Exactly. Thank you for that. But Tony, what I'm not thankful for is that he's trying to kill me. So I decided just over a week ago that I was going to do this workout. And because I'm thinking, like, oh, it's 22 minutes a day. That's fantastic. Like, I can do this. This is awesome. New workout. Super fun. This is amazing. And then I started it. And I immediately, within about 3 minutes of the first 22-minute workout, realized that Tony Horton was trying to kill me. And I didn't really think that was fair or okay. And in case I was imagining it, I decided to do it again the next day. And yes, I still feel like he's trying to kill me. 8 days in now, fairly certain that he's trying to kill me, because, like, who on day two of a workout makes you do pull-ups? Who does that? Somebody that's trying to kill you. Yeah. Do you know what I have to do during the pull-up section? I have to hang from the bar for dear life. Like, that's what I do. That's my pull-up. I hang from the bar for dear life, just trying to hold on while all these military people are doing their, like, 18 pull-ups, like, it's no big deal. Like, oh, yeah, we do this all the time. Pull-up, it's fantastic. No.
I don't see pull-ups as being fantastic, first off.
No.
And I mean,
these,
like,
people do.
Way back when I actually was working out with a trainer, to try to, you know, it was at the time before I realized that I had a thyroid issue, which is why I was gaining all the weight that I gained. But so I was working out with this trainer, and we had to do those, like, with your feet straight out, but your arms, like, pushing up on, like, cinder blocks or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was insane. And, and I couldn't do it because my arm strength is nil, none.
Yeah.
So.
I have a terrible upper body strength. I guess not for long, though. I'm either going to improve or I'm going to die, because every day I'm doing, like, push-ups and, you know, bar hangs. I mean, I guess that's what I'll call my pull-up, bar hangs, because that's what they are at this point.
You got to start somewhere,
but here's
though, right?
Where, I mean, right, like, I got to do something. But then, so that's not enough, Kelly. So, like, that's not enough. Then he brings in burpee presses, because
no.
a burpee
isn't
horrible enough. Yeah. So then he adds a whole nother layer of hell by making you hold dumbbells, do your burpee, pick the dumbbells up with you, and then push them up in the air. Like, and not just one time. You're supposed to do it, like, multiple times in a row that you're supposed to do this burpee press thing.
I feel like,
yeah,
if I went to hell, that's what it would be like.
Yes. There would be a set of dumbbells at the entrance, and Tony Horton there saying, let's all do burpee presses and bar hangs. Like, but wait. Then we added gorilla crawls. Now, gorillas are nimble.
What
little
in the world are, what are gorilla crawls?
Yeah, exactly. So what you're supposed to do is you are supposed to squat down, and then, you know how gorillas, like, run around with their long little arms, and, like, they go from side to side, like, on their arms, and then they swing their feet over. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So you're supposed to, like, put your arms on the ground and then swing your
that's
feet
ridiculous.
Over. While you're in a squat.
That's the most ridiculous.
Like a
No.
Right.
That's dumb. Don't ever do that.
And again, you're supposed to do, like, several of these in a row, like, all, you know, together and other stuff. So, like, you do these gorilla crawls, and then in the same workout, you're doing, like, bar hangs and
burpee presses.
Like, who thinks up this stuff? And
I think,
and
I think
even
the devil possessed him when he came up with that workout.
Right. Oh, wait. And, you know, thanks so much, Tony, for my 22-second break in between sets. That's right. There was no static. You did not mishear me. 22 seconds.
That's
what am
ridiculous.
I supposed to do in 22 seconds? Nobody can revive me in 22 seconds. I can't have a defibrillator attached and activated in 22 seconds. Like, there's nothing that can be done in 22. I can't cry in 22 seconds. Like, I can't vomit in 22 seconds.
I would be crying throughout the entire thing. Like, it wouldn't just take me 22 seconds to cry. It would be, like, 22 minutes, including the 22-second break.
Right. Like, that's the whole workout. I'm just going to sit here and cry. Yeah.
I'm
so,
not gonna lie to you. I thought when you put hardcore, when you hashtagged it on our, you know, our announcement for the podcast today, I honestly thought you spelled it wrong. So my bad on that. But two, I was totally going to say, like, hey, I need oxygen, need to start working out. So I can stop being, I think that's been a consistent theme of my life, is like being a farm animal. But I need to start doing something to try to, you know, get the mass of my farm animalness down a little bit. I would take the size of, at this point, I would take the size of like a small cow, like maybe a calf. Calves are not huge. So I'm thinking that's what I'm going for. But I was going to suggest, like, hey, maybe I should do this with you. But after this description, there's no way in hell I'm doing that.
Because,
no. Sorry. I'm out of breath just hearing you talk about it.
Right. And you're my friend. You're my friend. And I care about you. I love you. I love you. And therefore, I could never advocate you joining me in this masochistic experiment that I'm calling an 8-week workout. I mean, I couldn't.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like,
again, I love you too. You're my best friend. But is there any chance in hell that I'm ever going to even attempt to do that workout? Unless I lose half of my body mass? No way.
Right? Right.
And I'm 100% serious about half my body mass. But let me tell you, I just made mashed potatoes for the first time in like a year because I've been
delicious.
I think we talked about this, like, we talked about this a couple months ago maybe, where like you eat something for so long and then the taste changes. And I talked about my steaming mashed potatoes. There were the Orada steaming mash, and you buy them and they're frozen and you put them in the microwave. And they, I don't know if, like, maybe the preservatives they used on them were different, but something changed about them. So I bought an actual real bag of potatoes with skins on them and everything, and I peeled them, and I boiled them, and I made some mashed potatoes, and they're the best things I've had in my mouth in a year. So the chances of me losing half of my body mass are slim and none. I did, however.
Well,
did you see the story? There was a story on Facebook one day this week about a guy who was eating a strictly potato diet. Like, he's just eating potatoes. And he's done it every day since the 1st of January. And he's lost 20 pounds. Like, he puts seasoning on them and stuff, but that's pretty much all he eats is potatoes. And he's lost 20 pounds. And I'm like, I could handle that. if you could let me put some butter and milk and salt in them. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, potatoes, always.
Wow. Wow.
I'd sign up for that diet in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd be willing to give that a try. I mean, because, you know, I'm currently on, like, the protein bar and salad plan, which I'm not complaining. Honestly, like, love me some salad. Yum. Delish. Can't get enough. I think we all know, anybody who sees my Instagram or Facebook post knows I have a protein bar. I'm going to call it a situation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it. It's not
a problem. I mean, I love you.
I think we're developing a team.
We're good friends. We love each other. We can be real.
But here. I feel like if it were candy bars, it would be a problem. If it were Ben and Jerry's ice cream pints, that would be a problem. Are they pints or quarts? Whatever they are, I can eat an entire one in one sitting, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But and I get good protein bars. See, that's the thing. I don't buy the crap. I don't buy, like, I mean, they all have sugar, but I don't buy, like, the sugar-filled, you know, preservative crap. Like, I buy good quality whole food protein bars. They're just delicious, Kelly, is the thing. Like, so here's a plug. Honey Stinger, I told you about these one night a few months ago, the first time I ever ate one. Honey Stinger makes these protein bars, and they make this one that's, like, chocolate, dark chocolate, mint, almond or something, and it tastes like a healthy version, but in a good way, not like healthy as in cardboard, but a healthy version of a York peppermint patty, and it is amazing. It is so good.
Now that you speak of that, I kind of think I want one. So are you saying that I need to go to Whole Foods? I need to go to Whole Foods and stock up on protein bars. Would that?
I mean, I'm just saying
that they would be good snacks to have during the day when I'm sitting,
yeah,
you know, sitting in my office studying, you know, child abuse policy. Is that
absolutely
what you're saying?
Because what goes better with child abuse policy than a protein bar? Nothing. Nothing does.
I can't think of one thing that would go better with it.
Huh? Because there isn't anything. That's why you can't think of it. Because you're super smart, and if there was something, you would be able to think of it. And the fact that you can't clearly demonstrates that there is nothing better. So,
there's nothing.
Yeah, I fully advocate. I don't advocate you doing this 22-minute hardcore workout, but I do advocate you stocking up on delicious and nutritious protein bars from Whole Foods and indulging. I'm down to one a day. I was eating like two a day at one point, so feeling pretty good about the protein bar situation.
I feel like if I ate more than one a day, though, that it wouldn't be bad. Would it be terrible if I did?
Not if you eat the good ones. See, that's the thing. Now, if you eat the crap ones, they are full of sugar and chemicals and gross stuff, so that might be a problem. But if you eat the good ones, then I mean, it's like nuts and protein, obviously, hence the name.
Yes.
And fruit.
Now you'll have to,
you'll just have to
send me a picture of which protein bar I should purchase when I go track down the Whole Foods tomorrow on my lunch break.
I will do that.
And that might even be a sandwich from Whole Foods once. And it was like turkey and I think provolone cheese. And it was possibly one of the best things I've ever eaten.
It sounds delicious. It makes me want one right now.
I mean, look at that. Look at me getting a good lunch idea. Tomorrow I'll go find the Whole Foods, get a turkey and provolone sandwich, and protein bars.
I don't think this is just me. So, like, just by entering Whole Foods, don't you just feel like a healthier individual? Just once the doors open and you cross the threshold, don't you feel just like a better person? Is that just me?
I think it depends on how you are when you enter the store. Like, you probably should feel like a better person because you're somewhat fit and attractive and, you know, healthy. Me, I would be like, oh, my gosh, everybody in the store is looking at me because they know that I'm a farm animal and I'm trying to be less of one. So, I mean, like, on one hand, they're going to be like, oh, look at that fat girl in the Whole Foods. Watch out. She's going to buy all the protein bars. or it's like, props to you, fat girl, for finally making a wise decision on not being fat anymore.
Yeah, I feel like there's way worse places for a fat person, and I'm not talking about you because, like, I don't feel like you're a farm animal, but I feel like if you're going to get judged, not you, but, you know, fat people, the buffet really is more so the place than the Whole Foods because, because it's a problem.
Yeah. Can we say that, or... like the self-serve yogurt place that has like the when you have the huge like pint size yogurt, like, yeah, it's what? Frozen yogurt, but come on, after a while it doesn't do
there's
good
a
stuff
limit.
For you, buddy. Doesn't
I mean, the other thing about that self-serve frozen yogurt, oh my gosh, like, whoever came up with that whole concept, genius, because you can very quickly, you know, scoop your yogurt in there. You don't really scoop it, but I don't know what you call it. It's not pour, but whatever. You can get your yogurt in there and add, like, I don't know, a few toppings. And it's like $30. And you're right, and you're looking at it, and you're like, how did I just spend $30? It's a cup of yogurt with some gummy bears on top. Props to whoever came up with that whole concept, because that is a moneymaker right there. Because gummy bears don't cost
a
lot.
That's what I'm saying. Granola, not that expensive. That's my go-to topic.
Right. They charge
now,
you like $1 per granola piece.
No, I will tell you, the orange leaf. Do they have orange leaf in Denver or in Colorado? Or in
Minnesota, I'm not
or
familiar with
seen?
It.
Well, it's one of those, you know, one of the first ones that I ever heard of. But Coach Cal, who I think is pretty much best friends with Jesus, owns several of them.
Oh,
which,
nice.
You know, he's gonna have all kinds of spare time now to deal with his foreign police stock. And gosh, dang it. It makes me so angry. The worst part, I'll tell you, the worst part of losing that game was the fact that we lost to Indiana. Like, the only thing that would have made it worse, like, I'm not going to say we wouldn't have lost to Duke, because I feel like we probably would have. But, like, I wouldn't have felt as bad if we lost to Duke. But the only thing that would have made it worse was if it had been Louisville.
That would have been horrible.
Yeah, it would have been really bad.
Terrible.
But now we're just kind of Kentucky fans just sitting around, like, you know, twiddling our thumbs until the kids that are leaving them, you know, are making their decisions or not. So we just kind of sit here and try to guess. So is Tyler Ulis going to enter the draft? I don't know. Probably so. Maybe not. Who knows?
There's no telling. It's a guessing game at this point. And not a fun one.
Yeah, no, it's not fun at all.
And let's talk for a moment about Notre Dame, who I like to refer to as Notre Lame. Really?
Right.
Really? Like, they were all squared away to lose that game like they should have. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I thought there was a three-second rule under the basket. Apparently that didn't apply during that last change there. Because they were there maybe 5 minutes
under the basket. So
ridiculous.
Not really clear on how all that worked out. But, yeah, I don't know if it's Common Core math.
Maybe it must be. That must be.
3 seconds is different. 3 seconds is now 5 minutes. Because there was no 3 second rule. There was no 10 second rule. There was no rule happening there. And super aggravating. I was so excited for them to lose, as I always am. And then they went and ruined it for me by winning by one. Yeah.
I think the most amazing comeback that we've seen, because like there's been some buzzer beaters. Now the most painful of those buzzer beaters for me obviously was when, like, I think Wisconsin and whoever they were playing were tied, and I mean like they had the ball with like a second and a half left, and they some dude like grilled a three. So I'm like, well, frick, because I'm not. I'd be just as happy today if Wisconsin as a whole didn't exist. But the best comeback had to have been, I mean, like, Texas A&M was down 12 with less than a minute to go.
Crazy.
And with less than a minute, I mean, like, and if you follow Seth Davis on Twitter, you know, he's always, he'll, whatever the team that's winning, he'll type it. So he had already put Northern Iowa, Sharpie, because that just meant that Northern Iowa was locked in to win. I mean, you're up 12 with less than a minute to go. Wouldn't you think that you were going to win the game? I would think
generally
you would.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, yes. But instead, Texas A&M takes them to 2 overtimes and then wins the game. What in the world?
Crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy, insane, just ridiculous. And, I mean, like, Middle Tennessee beating Michigan State. Like, come
on. Oh, my
gosh. Tom, like, all I heard about the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks right before the tournament, oh, you need to watch out for Michigan State because Tom Izzo gets them ready at tournament time and blah, blah, blah. And then you lose in the first round.
Yeah. Good job there, Tom.
And I mean,
way to get them ready.
I feel like we can both equally criticize people because neither of our teams lost in the first round. We lost in the second round. Duke is in the Sweet 16. I'm not awfully happy about that. But
I know.
I mean, it's the way it goes. It's the way it goes.
Now, let me ask you this, and I'm not intending to put a dagger, you know, through your heart. And we've discussed this topic on multiple occasions, so I don't feel like I'm pouring salt into a wound. But do you cringe? Because March Madness, inevitably, the shot is shown about 4,372 times. Do you like cringe or have a tick like every time you see it? Or is it like
I die a little bit more inside every time they show it?
Okay.
Every
I mean,
time
I
they
figure.
Show it, I die a little bit.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
If you're out there, if you're out there listening to this, Christian Leitner, although I do have a tiny bit more respect for him, or maybe just more appreciation of him after I watched that 30 for 30 about him. So, yeah, there is that slight bit of appreciation, but that shot kills me every time. And, of course, Kentucky always plays their games on CBS, and CBS apparently owns the right to that image. So they show it like
and they man. Use it over
a
gazillion. And over and over and over.
And over.
At least. So yeah.
It's painful. It's pretty. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts. But then I think about things like Louisville try to get recruits by using strippers.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the drama. Probably not, because it's probably pretty just like localized to here. But you know, she still has her own. The madam still has her own personal Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, one of the players that was on one of the teams, Terrence Williams, he did refer to himself as the Black Elvis of Louisville. So that just lets you know what type of idiot he is. Just huge,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Huge idiot. Anyway, he said something about her being a liar, like, oh, she's making that up. None of that stuff's true. This woman takes screenshots of text messages that she exchanged with Terrence Williams, talking about how after he, apparently, they could either have sex or she could give him a massage, and he requested the same ending.
Oh,
now,
God.
It's a good thing that we have this podcast. This is labeled as explicit, and it's a good thing.
It is.
Because the ending that he likes is having fingers up his butt.
Oh, my God. I had no idea this is where we were going. Was like a left turn in front of traffic on a red light.
Yeah, I'm saying.
In
because
the
like,
ice.
In ending. And ending, like, if you're that kind of masseuse, you think that you're going to get some kind of pleasure at the end anyway. I don't have any experience with that, obviously. I don't know anything about it. But you would think it would be on the front end. Maybe not so much. Maybe not so much on that. I wouldn't think that a man would request, you know, a man who's like, oh, I'm so straight and so nothing wrong with, we love the gays, but, you know, Michael in particular.
Yes, he's our favorite.
Absolutely.
I feel like.
Oh, my word.
Okay, I mean, I'm just going to say it. Like, I feel like this is one of those situations where, like, you're staring at the car wreck and you really should look away, but you can't, so I'm just going to keep going. So, as the masseuse in this situation, do you wear a glove? Do you, like,
All we know...
What are the sanitary implications here?
She just said that he didn't like lube either.
Oh
so
my
he
God.
Wanted three fingers even.
What?
Not fingers. Three. This is the most disgusting podcast we've ever done. Three fingers up his butt with no lube. How about that? I don't even know that that works.
How? I mean, is that even possible?
Your guess is as good as mine. Obviously, we deal with men that don't like to have fingers up their butt. I wouldn't know what my man prefers.
How would you address such a request with a straight face? You know what I mean? Like, because don't you feel like if you got that request, you would kind of giggle like, that is so funny. Like, that is a good joke. And then he's, like, staring back at you like, no, baby, I'm totally serious.
Like, I'm serious. No, you're not. If you're serious about wanting something up your butt, then I'm seriously out of here, buddy.
I am leaving now. Like,
yeah, peace out.
I feel like that's an even bigger mood killer than, like, Heidi Whitey's.
Yes. Very much so. Absolutely.
I feel like if that is your preference, and you know what, to each his own, but if if the three fingers with no lube is your preference, then I feel like you should be required to wear tighty whities only, because that way, like, because if a chick can get past that, like, you're one step closer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because no girl that's going to stand there and, like, you have on, you're, like, sporting your tighty whities, and, like, most normal women are going to be like, that is so not sexy, and I have to go now. So I feel like...
Unless it's, like, the only person that I guess I've ever approved of in said whities, I believe David Beckham wore some in a Calvin Klein ad once. That's the only person that is totally acceptable on. Only David Beckham, only Calvin Klein. Everybody else needs to... I mean, like, it's not like you have to be rich to buy boxers. They sell
no.
Go get them at Walmart.
Yeah.
Boxers.
It's not a deal. So does that mean that, in your personal opinion, that David Beckham would be an acceptable person to request the three-finger finish?
I feel like David Beckham could request whatever he wanted. And whoever's, I mean, like, I'm sure, and this is, like, he and Victoria are equally beautiful. So I feel like their beauty just kind of balances everything out. So they don't request weird things. But if David Beckham was with a guy, if he was with a guy, it would be weird. But if he was, like, with somebody like me, he was... Go ahead, sweetheart. You can request whatever you want to. I'll do whatever you want because you're gorgeous. And by then, we would be married, and we can do whatever we want.
In the privacy of your own home.
Exactly.
I like it. I like it a lot. I don't like Black Elvis wanting the finish, but...
No.
Speaking of
if we could take a serious turn just for a second,
I think we should.
Serious turn away from talking about fingers in the butt. The bombing in Belgium this morning, the terrorist attack. Of course, ISIS already, they claimed responsibility. Like, yeah, we did it. There was a guy that was injured in this morning who was also, I mean, like, the odds of this seem absolutely insane, but he was also in at the Boston Marathon and was injured in that terrorist attack as well. I'm saying.
So.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it blows my mind to think that poor guy. Like, because I feel once you've been through something like that once, you're probably going to be like, that's going to be your worst nightmare. Like, dear God, if that ever happens to me again, I don't know if I'll survive. And then,
but I don't even think you think like that. I think that you think like, wow, I lived through that, and that can never happen again to me. Like, there's simply no statistical possibility of that occurring again. I mean, that's what I think you would feel like. But
I feel like that would be an accurate, like, thought process.
Does he feel super lucky, obviously, not to have been around for both things, but it's like, holy crap, I have been through two of these ridiculous situations and survived twice. So, like, do you think he looked at that perspective, or does he become a hermit now and never leave his house?
I would never leave my house again.
It would
100%
like,
honestly, never going outdoors.
I mean, I'm talking like delivered groceries and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to say. You know, like, after we had our active shooter training at work, I wanted to, like, just, you know, like, hey, I don't think I can come in tomorrow because I need to just sit and you know, think about how terrifying just watching that video that we had to watch and discussing, you know, possible active shooters in our workplace, you know, because we're just not me per se, but we're, you know, Child Protective Services in our office. If somebody's angry about losing their kids, that they're going to take the time to read the sign on the wall that, you know, where it says I'm in the adoption department. I don't believe they're going to.
I don't believe
they're going to be like, oh, you're in adoption. Nah, you're fine. No, they're going to be like,
Pardon.
you're the heifer that approved the adoption of my child to somebody else because
right.
they had to terminate my parental right.
Yeah, it's not going to be,
terrified.
Oh, pardon me, ma'am. I'm not looking for the adoption department to kill people. I'm looking for child protection to kill people. Could you point me, please, ma'am, in that direction?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen like that. I agree with you.
I mean, you wish. If there's a way that we can, you know, specifically request active shooters to happen in your workplace, which is only slightly ridiculous. But I don't know. I mean, like, it's like, and ISIS, like I said, ISIS has already said, like, yep, you know, we did it. That was ours. That was us. And here's the thing, like, my morning, we didn't even talk about how crazy my morning was. Last night before I went to bed, I look at my phone and this thing pops up and says, hey, you can update your, you know, iOS 9.3 is available. Do you want to go ahead and update? And I was like, sure, what the heck? Every other time that I've updated my phone, it's just, you know, it's restarted. Everything's great. Well, sorry, I had to sneeze there. Every other time that, you know, like I said, every other time I've done that, it's just been like, okay, it's updated. Let's restart your phone and be done. Well, this time it made you go through the setup process again. So, like,
oh, wow.
When you turn on your phone, you know, like I push the little home button to open my screen, and it says, hello. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, no. I was like, I don't want you to say hello to me. Don't say hello to me. What are we? You need to be saying it's only 4:25, and that's why your alarm hasn't gone off yet. No. It was 6:30, and I'm supposed to leave my house at 6 to get to work on time. So I was an hour and a half late to work today, which is only slightly fantastic. I don't know where that story came from. I woke up and saw that, you know, like in my frantic, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, holy crap, I have to get everything, get ready and blah, blah, blah. And all that, I turned on the news and saw the news about that. My cousin lives an hour from Brussels.
Really?
And so I was somewhat freaking out. Her husband is, they actually live in, I want to say it's the Netherlands, but it's an hour from Brussels. And I messaged her first thing, and I was like, you know, like, are you okay? Like, please tell me you're okay. And, you know, she said things are really scary there. They're both fine. Her husband, his family, you know, everybody in his family is okay and accounted for. There's a guy married to a friend of mine from high school that goes to church with me, and he's from Belgium. And, you know, his family lives there in the area as well. So, you know, like, they were kind of on pins and needles waiting to hear about his family and, you know, and making sure that his family was okay. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Like, what's the world coming to?
Right. Right. I don't know. But it's crazy. Super crazy. And, yeah, I don't want to, can't we all just get along? Can't we?
Yeah, not if we're, like, not if some of us are ISIS members. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, can't the rest of us just get along? And
everybody that's not in ISIS, let us get along. But then, you know, you ISIS peeps. You just go run on somewhere. Like preferably into a pit of hell. How about that? I've said things before that should have made ISIS come after me. But I'm just kidding. Don't come after me. Don't come after me. Please.
Don't do it.
Got my fingers crossed.
I feel like they're not going to. I feel like you're good.
Good call. I appreciate that. I'm really thankful. Did I just
sure.
stay away from my living room? I feel like you can probably tell. Like I just all of a sudden started having this, like, I don't know if it's my allergies or what, but like all of a sudden my head just started running. Like my nose is running. It's crazy. Crazy.
It is probably your body fighting the craziness that we have been discussing. It probably heard three finger finish and was like, oh no, I can't.
My body heard that and then has started to like make sure that there's something coming out of every orifice in my body. Because like my head, just kidding, there's not something coming out of all of them. It's, you know, that would be a bit extreme. But I mean, allergies are a bitch. They're kind of a jerk. I'm kind of not a fan. But spring is here, and I don't know. Do you have? Are there allergies in Denver?
There's not so many. There are some in Denver. There's not so many allergies here because of the elevation. In fact, it's supposed to snow like up to a foot tonight. So.
Stop it. Why?
Yeah, I pretty much get allergies.
Well, I would be allergic to snow if I lived there. I'm not even kidding. Like, I don't think I would like snow more if I lived there. Like, you would think,
it's
like, oh, you're around it all the time. You know, you'll love it. You'll love the snow because, No, I don't.
See,
love
you
the
think
snow.
Of like, you think of like wet, heavy, icy, gross snow that
I
makes
think
everybody
like,
buy all the bread and milk, and people can't drive, and you get stuck at home, and then people shovel out everybody else's driveway except for yours. Like that's the kind of snow that you are thinking of. See here,
that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Right. See, here it's fluffy and powdery and light and airy, and people don't buy all the bread and milk because they know that the snow is wonderful and that the roads will be clear and that you will be able to travel to and fro whenever that you want, and it's not going to ice over on the roads, and that people will plow everywhere, not leaving your driveway full of snow. See how much better that
is? Yeah, that would be kind of a jerk move.
Right, wouldn't it? I would think.
It would.
Yeah.
I'm glad that nobody on my street listens to this podcast. Because I would be calling out somebody on my street.
Like, somebody.
Why didn't you plow my driveway? But of course, we don't have to worry about that for at least another 9 months. Hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Not going to snow up there tonight.
Yeah,
not going to happen.
No, it's not going to snow a foot here. I'm crossing my fingers forever again. The times that we've had a foot of snow have been some of the most miserable times of my life. Like, I've absolutely hated every minute of it. But also mainly because, like we said, it's, you know, people don't know how to drive in a foot of snow in Kentucky. Like, they would know how to drive in a foot of snow in Colorado.
Exactly. So, yeah, a lot of snow. A lot of snow coming. we have gone off the rails here today. We have like just over 4 minutes left. So do we want to?
I'm pretty sure we did not discuss one thing that we intended to talk about.
We actually discussed
did
two. We discussed two things.
We talked about
Tony Horton trying to kill me, and we talked about NCAA tournament. I feel like How to Get Away with Murder and The Walking Dead, those need to go on pause until next week. Let me just tell you, I am watching Sunday's Walking Dead, and I'm like halfway through. Have you seen it yet?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, I'm at the point
and
where
I'm not supposed to see things, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, I literally open mouth, like hand up in front of my face, sat there for like a good 30 seconds at the scene that I saw before we started our podcast. Couldn't believe it, because earlier in the episode, I was literally thinking like, I'm so glad this person is on this show now. I really like this actress. She's fantastic. I really liked her on the last show she was on, and I'm really glad that she's on this show now. Well, there went that shit.
That's what you get for liking somebody.
There went.
It was crazy.
That shit.
It was crazy. Because, like, you know, you think, like, oh, you know, you've killed the walker. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. And
right,
then, like, all
good.
Of a sudden, there's an arrow through the eyeball. It's like, what in the world? What just happened? I don't know. I'm okay with what just happened, because my other best friend texted me, and she was like, are you watching The Walking Dead right now? And I was like, no, I'm a little bit behind. I haven't started watching it yet. I've been watching a basketball game for some reason. I don't know why I'm still even watching them, because Kentucky's not in the tournament anymore. So at this point, I don't really care who wins. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. But anyway, I was like, no, I just got done watching this game. I'll watch it here in a minute. She's like, you're going to cry. And I'm like, don't tell me that, because, you know, I knew that some of the episode focused on Daryl. Do not tell me that I'm going to cry because of what happens in The Walking Dead. And I didn't. So, I mean, like, there is that. For once, I finally didn't cry over something. But I tell you, the people that, you know, decide to, like, run advertisements or, you know, like, run stories about, you know, like, this Walking Dead character or that or whatever, like, they trick you. They trick you really well, because there was one article that I saw earlier this week, and it was a picture of Norman Reedus, who I love dearly.
You
God
love
bless him. I'm telling you, if he was here right now, we would not be on this podcast. Anyway.
I fully support that.
But it had a, thank you, appreciate that. But it had a picture of him, and it said, cast member confirms that fan favorite won't be returning.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're freaking kidding me. And you know that it's only for their website to get hit. That's all
it is.
Because when you click on it, because I'm freaking out. I'm like, what? Daryl's not coming back? What in the world's going on? Because if Daryl's not there, I don't watch. That's just how it works.
You click.
Merle's not going to make any more appearances. He's done. Like, well, he's had his arm cut off, and he's turned into a zombie, and,
right. You
know, he's just stabbed in the head.
He's dead.
So I'm not upset about Merle not coming back. But you put that terrible, ugly crying picture of Daryl on, you know, on there, and it says, fan favorite not coming back. Hey, Merle wasn't one of my favorites. I didn't like him. He was a douche.
Yeah, with a fan favorite. Like, I miss
he's
that.
He's not my favorite.
Crazy.
Anyway, they're really good. What do you call that? Clickbait or something? I think that's what those tech savvy lingo types call it.
Made you click. So
again,
all right, it's pretty much time for us to wrap up. It's actually over time for us to wrap up, but it's all good because we almost do whatever we want. But
pretty much,
we're going to spend like 30 seconds, just because, you know, we tagged them. We're going back here.
Sorry.
Ways. It's totally fine. For some music today, we are recommending some old school Toadies. Kelly found them, and you know where you can find them, Kelly? You can actually find them on Apple Music.
Found them straight on Apple Music. I heard that song on the radio, and I was like, I loved this song when it came out when I was in high school, which is when that song came out. Loved it. I loved that song. And so I went straight to my Apple Music and opened it and added the song to a playlist. Because, you know, that's what you can do if you have Apple Music. For
exactly
free.
What you can do. For, yeah, and you know what? It only costs $9.99 a month, $14.99 for a family plan. So highly recommended.
I like how we really just pulled one of those, like, hey, it's free, but it costs this much a month.
But it's not really free, but it is.
It's sort of free because, you know, there's no limit to how much music you download. Which is kind of what we mean by it's free. You pay the money. It's kind of like Netflix. People love Netflix.
Right.
You'll love Apple Music, too.
Yeah, Netflix and chill, Apple Music and chill. I mean, now that everybody's going to have an iPhone, after the Cookie Monster commercial, now get your iPhone, get your Apple Music. The most interesting thing about the Toadies is, despite the fact that they haven't really released any new music in a really long time, they are still touring in the Texas area. So if you go to your Apple Music and you find that you like the Toadies, well, then you can
go
find them in Texas. So on that note, we're going to call it a night here, call it a week. With miscommunication. Definitely next week we will get into How to Get Away with Murder and further discuss The Walking Dead because I still got half an episode left and then we're going to have next week. So,
yeah. And you know something crazy is going to happen next week.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Something crazy is going to happen.
Something crazy is going down. So, on that note, Kelly, I hope that you have a most fabulous week and, I hope I have the most fabulous week. I hope that Tony Horton does not succeed in trying to kill me this week. So with that, I hope that you have a wonderful evening. We will talk next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.